They are known as one of the deadliest legacies of the 20th century. Today, the use of landmines in wars has brought irreparable human and environmental damage to people and governments across the world. Experts in this gathering in Tehran come from three countries with some of the highest landmine contamination rates in the world, namely Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. Their mission is more humanitarian rather than military, aimed at sharing experiences and helping to diminish the lasting effects of landmines in the world.
Nearly 20 million landmines have been planted in Iran by Iraq. So far, we have been able to clear 98% of the contamination by relying on homemade equipment and Iranian experts. Based on humanitarian mission, we can share our experiences with our neighbors and any other country who is suffering the consequences of landmines.
President of the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, or GICHD, who has also attended the workshop, says that her organization is looking forward to working more closely with the three countries in facilitating mine action.
Because our objective is to add to efficiency and effectiveness of demining. So Iran, in organizing this workshop, makes an important contribution to increasing the regional cooperation.
For Iran, landmines are Saddam Hussein's legacy. In Afghanistan, they are the result of the Soviet invasion, followed by the civil war, and in Tajikistan, the result of the country's internal conflicts during the 90s.
The experiences of demining are different. We can conduct operations in Iran or Afghanistan, or perhaps invite Iranians to Tajikistan and learn from their experiences.
Figures show around 120 to 140 million mines currently planted throughout the world. The unfortunate fact is that for every mine removed, six landmines are planted again. Iran is one of the biggest victims of landmines and unexploded ammunitions in the world left behind from the 1980 to 1988 Iraq-Iran war. However, the Islamic Republic has been able to make significant progress in mine action. While the three Persian-speaking countries hold their second workshop on mine action, landmines continue to take life and limb in some parts of Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.